The Gemara on Daf Samachei Amid Beis said, Rava Bara Gavra. Rava created a person. He created what we know as a Goylem. Shadrei Lekami de Rab Zeira, and he sent this Goylem to Rab Zeira. Have a Kamishtoi Bade. Rab Zeira began a conversation with this Goylem, but it couldn't respond. So Rab Zeira said, Min Chavraya At. Rashi says, you must have been created al yedei chaverim, meaning you're not a real person. And if that's the case, hadol africh, I want you to return to your ground. Gemara tells a similar story. Rab Chanina and Rab Oishia have yasvi kol mali shabbos of aski b'sefi yitzira. Rab Chanina and Rab Oishia, they would sit every erev Shabbos and they would engage in sefi yitzira. This is the most mystical of all kabbalistic works. Umivrulahu igla tilsa, and using sefi yitzira, they would create an eagle. An igla tilsa, which is considered the most chashiv type of animal, the achliwe, and they would eat that animal. So the Gemara says that Rava was bara gavra, Rav Chanina and Rav Oishia, they were bara igla tilsa, and they didn't just do it once, but they used to do it every Erev Shabbos. If you look in the Rishonim, there's a shaila whether the right girsa in the Gemara is Rava bara gavra, or whether the right girsa in the Gemara is Rabba bara gavra. We have in our Vilna Shas, Rava. However, there were others that had the girsa not Rava, but rather Rabba. Rabbi Reuven Margolis and his Margolis Hayam says something, V'ruyin advarim l'misha amram. He says that if the girsa is Rabba, yesh loymar, the reason Rabba created Goylem, and he sent it to Rab Zeira, is based on a well-known story, which is Davar Be'itay Matoiv, Gemara Masechtas Megillah Dav Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Rabba v'Rab Zeira of the Sudas Purim Bahadi Adadi. Rabba and Rab Zeira, they once pravid the Purim Suda together. If Sim, in the meantime, they got drunk, come Rabba, Rabba got up, Shachtei the Rab Zeira, and he killed Rab Zeira. L'machar Boy Rachman, the next day after Rabba realized when he sobered up that he had killed Rab Zeira, so he davened and he davened the Achye, and he was able to bring him back to life. Lashana, the next year, Amalei, so Rabbi tells Rab Zeira, Nesi Marvin Avid Sudas Por Bahadi Adad, you know, we had so much fun last year, why don't we try to come together again, we'll prove another tremendous Purim. So Rab Zeira turned to Rabbi, he says, maybe you had a lot of fun. For me, it was a little traumatic. Amalei, he said, Loi b'chol shaita v'shaita mesrach eshnisa, I don't know if this is such a good idea. And as a result, they ended up parting ways and each one prophet his own Purim Zuda. But said Rabbi Margolis, the Yesh Loimar, Rabbo now was sending to Rab Zeira a little message. And he said, Rab Zeira, you're afraid to come to me for Purim. Why? Because, understandably, come Rabbah, Shachta the Rab Zeira. And what's going to be? You have nothing to worry about. I could daven. Not just that, I have the ability to go and be a Bara Gavra. I can create people. I'll be able to bring you back to life. This is not something you have to worry about. That's why Rabbah is the one that was Bara Gavra. And who did he send the Gavra to? Davka to Rab Zeira, who's the person that he killed. Again, Viruyan Advarim, Lemisha Amram. I saw another very nice Ha'ara. If the girsa in the Gemara is Rabba, and that is in the Torah of Agoyin Rab David Yoyal Weishlita, Ishtelsu Marsha in Mesechta Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. So the context over there is, the Gemara said that Rab Yochanan had two Talmidim, Rab Chanina and Rab Oishia, and he very much wanted to give them smicha. However, V'lo Yistayim Nusa, it wasn't working out. Meaning this smicha that he was trying to give them wasn't working out. Now the Marsha there mutches a little bit because the girsa of the Gemara is that Rabbi Yochanan was trying to give smicha to Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Oishia. Now if they didn't have smicha, why were they called Rabbi? Says the Marsha, maybe the girsa is supposed to be Rav Chanina, Rav Oishia. Either way, he's a little bit unsure. But either way, Toich Dvara, says the Marsha, that I want you to know that this Rab Chanina and Rav Oishia are the same Rab Chanina and Rav Oishia that the Gemara mentions, Lekamon, Daf Samechei Amud Beis, an R Daf, where the Gemara says, Rab Chanina and Rav Oishia have yasvi komali shapta, v'aski b'sefi yitzira, umivrulo igla tilsa v'achlulei. And the Marsha says, if you look at that Gemara, the Gemara says clearly, Rav Chanina and Rav Oishia, there's no other Gersa. So again, in the context of why would they be called Rebbe if they didn't have smicha, and is the Gersa Rebbe, is the Gersa Rav, says the Marsha, this Rav Chanina and Rav Oishia that are coming together are the same Rav Chanina and Rav Oishia that come together in Sanhedrin, Samechei Amud Beis. There, all the shasis that I saw had one girsa Rav, and if that's the case, that's for sure the right girsa, and you should be girsa here, Rav. And then, at the end of this piece, the Marsha throws in one line. He says, and you should know that Rav Chanina v'Rav Oishia achei Rabba hava. They were the brothers of Rabba, the Osimi Beis Eli, and they all came from Beis Eli. The background is that the Gemara says that the reason Rabbi Yochanan couldn't give smicha to Rav Chanina v'Rav Oishia is because they were from Beis Eli. And one of the curses of Beis Eli was that nobody would ever be Oyel Gdula. We know the Gemara says Abaya and Rabba came from Beis Eli, and that's why they both weren't Ma'irich Yom HaVashanah. Now the truth is, there's a Shaila in that Gersa too. Is it Abaya and Rabba, or is Abaya and Rava? But regardless, the Marsha says that Rav Chanina and Rav Oishia of the Gemara, Masechta Sanhedrin, Yudalit, Amid Aleph, who are also mentioned in our daf here in Sanhedrin, Samech Yom HaBeis, they were brothers of Rabba. They were all Midabeis Eli. And if that's the case, says Rav David Yoy Weiss, I'm just making an observation. Marimokam Anilach, because the Gemara mentions three Amoyuraim that used Sefer Yetzirah. Rabba, if that's the Gersa, was Bara Gavra. Rav Chanina, Rav Oishia, every single Erev Shabbos, they used to make an Igla Tilsa, and it's a Mefurash and Marsha, they were all brothers. So these Shevis Achim Gam Yochad somehow had the ability to use Sefer Yetzirah to the point where they were actually creating things. In the case of Rabba, what they're creating is a Goylem, and in the case of Rav Chanina and Rav Oishia, what they're creating is an Igla Tilsa.